Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Champion of Channel 4, the Great Pottery Throwdown. But this week, Donna Boyle will showcase some of her ceramics at the RDS for the Gifted Contemporary Craft and Design Fair, which returns on Wednesday through to Sunday. I heard the ad on the radio coming in this morning. I'm delighted Donna joins me from our Belfast studio. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for joining us. Current reigning champion. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Shall we get us in the pottery mood and have a listen to your winning moment?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
The results are in. The judges have made their decision. The winner of the Great Pottery Throwdown is Donna. Congratulations!
Woo!
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel a bit emotional listening to that again. It feels like a lifetime ago now.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, it feels a long time ago.
When was it?
We finished filming last November.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it was a lifetime ago. Yeah. Oh, telly. Telly's magic. And that's brilliant Siobhan McSweeney presenting there with you, the actor. How'd you get on with Siobhan?
She was fantastic. She was really very protective of us potters and... very witty. She was always about 10 steps ahead of us all. You know, we never knew what was going to come up next. She kept us on our toes.
Yeah, she's something else. I'm a big fan, actually.
Yeah.
Were you surprised you won? Were you delighted? Were you proud?
I was absolutely delighted. You know, it was a bit of a dream come true. And I think as I got towards the end, the feedback, you know, for the last challenge, I kind of had an idea that it might have won, but... to hear your name it felt really special.
Yeah, no, it really is. And is there a prize?
Yeah, well, I think it's just being known as the UK's best home potter, and you get a lovely kind of trophy that's been made by the two judges.
Yeah.
And it's like a bottle kiln that is made by Keith Brimer Jones, and then on the top of it has a crown that is made by Rich Miller.
Very nice.
So, yeah, prize possession.
And indeed. And so, obviously, you really enjoyed it, the experience.
It was just a really, really special experience, really amazing.
So I Instagram stalked you a little earlier.
Yes.
Did you notice?
Yes, I did.
People see the blue tick. I'm sorry about that. Verified. But yeah, your work is gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
And we were chatting about your work. You're actually really good at art as well. It's not just ceramics. You're really good at the images that you place
Thank
on your
you.
Work. Yeah, it's
Thank
stunning.
You. Yeah, I taught art for a long time.
Ah.
I was an art teacher in England for a long time and then returned home. So that's probably where that comes from.
So tell me how you got into ceramics in the first place.
Well, I was introduced to ceramics by my art teacher in school, who is also a ceramicist, Helen Shearer. And she gave me a ceramics review book during my GCSEs and gave me a lump of clay. And I just fell in love instantly. It was like one of those things that, you know, I felt like I had a real kind of natural aptitude for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to university. I studied ceramics as a degree. And then after that, I went to London and I did teacher training and kind of set aside the ceramics and didn't touch it again until October 22, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so you put it down for quite a while.
Put it down for 21 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So were you rusty when you came back to it?
I was very rusty when I came back to it, yes. But I think it's all kind of muscle memory. You know, you pick it up quite quickly again.
Wow, 21 years. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
You obviously love it because your Instagram displays this. You put yourself in the picture as well when you're doing the work, and you're really engaged with it.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it for you to go apply for the show?
I had a couple of friends who were tagging me in on Instagram posts, but I was, you know, not interested at all. I didn't feel like I was ready. And then I had a conversation with my eldest son Ollie, who is dyslexic, and it had kind of affected his self-esteem, and there was something that he really wanted to do. And I'd said to him, you know, he was putting up kind of blockers to it. And I said, you know, Ollie, magic things don't happen if you don't put yourself out there. And in typical teenage form, he said to me, well, Ma, when do you ever do it? You know, when do you put yourself out there?
Yeah.
So that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to put this application form in. I'm going to show him that I was prepared to put myself out there, not thinking that it was going to go anywhere from that. But, I got through the first sort of couple of telephone interviews and then, you know, other auditions and ended up on the show.
Amazing. I'm reading here that you you described creative mind, that everybody can tap into their creative mind. Do you believe that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think it's really important in this day and age, you know, to step away from computers and telephones. And, you know, when you go to school, you know, I think creativity is almost taught out of children. You know, they start to feel like, oh, I can't draw because I'm not as good as this person or that person. But everybody can draw. Everybody has a creative outlet.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to kind of tap into that and do something with it. For mindfulness, for slowing down, you know, I think it's...
I think you're absolutely right, because I've met a few people over my career who've described themselves as not creative.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not very creative. You do. You get up in the morning and you make a bowl of cereal. You're creative. You know. And I actually encountered a woman recently, and you actually sounded it like her, who is an art therapist, and she has an art studio, and you go in and you just pick up pieces of clay or a pen or a piece of paper, and you just do art, and then she interviews you about your life while you're doing that.
Oh, amazing.
Is that really interesting?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Will you describe your work to people? I've talked about it on Instagram. What's your Instagram, actually, if people want to
know? My Instagram is Otto N.I. Pottery. It's O-T-O. It's my three children, Oliver, Tilly and Oscar.
Nice.
And, yeah, my work is probably... it's very decorative. I've become quite well known for my decorative work. I'm inspired by Spode and transferware, you know, Staffordshire transferware. So there's a lot of blue and white.
Love it, yeah.
Also by my life by the sea in Northern Ireland. You know, I live right at the coast. And then there's a good splash of really bright yellow on all of my work, which is representative of the Belfast cranes, the Harlan and Wolff cranes.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of serving dishes, a lot of things for... I love food and I love gathering together, you know, friends and family around entertaining. So I'm a lot of dishes for serving food on.
So it's now a ceramics business.
Yes.
Yeah. And how is it going?
Yeah, it's been absolutely incredible. You know, the show has really catapulted my name and my work into people's homes. So it's probably taken off a lot quicker than what I had anticipated. But it's been amazing, absolutely amazing. I've really enjoyed it. And it's been great working with clay again.
And talking to you, I was really struck. There's a lot of these creative or craft shows, like obviously Great British Bake Off, Game of Wool for knitting enthusiasts, Homemade, Britain's Best Woodworker. There's a lot of these opportunities for people to show off their talents, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think we've got the Bake Off and the piano and the Pottery Throwdown, Sewing Bee, were all made by the same group of people.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, really, really great to take part in. And I think a lot of people are very inspired by the stuff that they see on there, and, you know, it encourages them to go out and maybe take up a hobby that they've been thinking about for a period of time.
I heard a line the other day, if you're thinking about it, just do it.
Yeah,
if you're thinking about
I agree.
It, I'm friends of mine, I'm seeing a lot of people move towards craft.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's basket weaving or knitting or crochet, I feel there's a regrowth of craft. And you can get to see a lot of craft at the RDS, at Gifted Contemporary Craft and Design Fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's over 300 designers and makers and over 100 artisan food producers going to be there. You know, it's like the biggest sort of celebration of local talent across the island of Ireland. You know, you're not going to find this many makers under one roof. So I'm really excited to be a part of Gifted. I'm really looking forward to getting down to Dublin. It's been a long time since I've been down there.
So people can get to meet you.
Yes, they get to meet me, get to have a chat. I love a good yarn. I've been working on my own in my own studio for quite some time, so I'm looking forward to a bit of interaction with other people.
And it's on from Wednesday till Sunday this week, 4th to the 8th.
It is indeed. It's on Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6 p.m.
At the RDS Gifted.
At the RDS.
And we can get to meet you, which is very exciting. The current British Throwdown champion, Donna Boyle. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you very much, Brendan. Thank you.
Take a break.